Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. First place baseball team wins again. Doesn't feel like huge breaking news. But man, is it fun. Each day we get to sit down and talk about another win by our baseball team. So going into yesterday's game, they were 24 games over 500. They won the game. So that now makes them 25 games over 500.
That is hard to fathom.
And when they win today, there'll be 26 games over 500.
Sure, sure.
What the hell? This is incredible. I want to bottle it. I want to get to the postseason. I want them to be playing this well when we get to the postseason.
So it's like having a 93-win season if they finish 25 games above 500. 93, 94, somewhere in there, right?
Yep.
That's amazing. And yet, this team doesn't look like they're slowing down. They're just getting momentum, and hopefully they can stay healthy. They're going to get healthier. Mm-hmm. Kerry Carpenter is in the clubhouse again. He says he's been swinging. He feels great swinging the bat. Could come back soon. Not like until after the All-Star break, but that's fine. Give him all the rest he needs and come back next week. But good to get that back. AJ Hinch said something this morning about getting guys back, getting Carpenter back. And he mentioned a name that I had totally forgotten about. And I was like, oh, huh. Is that guy any good? I totally forgot about that guy. I don't know if that was something you plan on playing or replaying it.
It's not. On.
But he had talked about Jose Urquidy, a bullpen arm. And I had totally forgotten that he was a Tiger.
Yeah, pitcher from Mexico, former guy at Houston. There's very little about him that says he's very good, but he did pitch for AJ Hinch
right
years ago. That's one. Two is if Fetter sees something, I'm good with that. Now, he did have some decent years in Houston, did he not?
He did, but didn't pitch all of last year for injury purposes. He last pitched in 2023. Only pitched in 16 games, and he wasn't good. A 5.29 ERA. But prior to that, at 3.94, 3.62, a 2.73 primarily as a starting pitcher. So sub-4 ERAs and a sub-3 ERA one season as well, even though it was only 5 starts. There's something there. But obviously with the Tigers, I imagine he'd be coming out of the bullpen. But again, another guy. And I don't know when he's coming back. I mean, I haven't really seen any updates on him lately. So, but it was just weird to hear that name. Like, who? Oh, Urquidy. Yeah, Alex Lang. Yeah, we've been talking about Alex Lang. We've been talking about Kerry Carpenter. But Jose Urquidy. Okay.
Yep. So watching that game last night, they're facing a good pitcher. Ryan Pepio is really good. And the Tigers did enough to stay in the game and get him out of there in a tie game. And, you know, it's funny because we sit here and we ruminate day in and day out about what's wrong with this best team in baseball and what we need to fix on the best team in baseball. And then I'm thinking, if I'm a Tampa fan, you know what I'm worried about? I'm worried about my bullpen, right? Isn't that a team that looked like they had more bullpen issues? Isn't that a team that even when they escaped things, they escaped with the bases loaded? Isn't that a team that looked more like a team with bullpen issues than what we have? And I'm not saying you don't pass on an opportunity to get better. But when we think about our problems, and then you see another team that has playoff aspirations, I think that team probably has. That's what a bullpen. That's what bullpen or a team looked like, a team with bullpen problems more so than Detroit.
Yeah, both of these teams in this series have really good offenses, and it's been the Tigers pitching that's the difference. I mean, and everything is just these little things that this team can do, offensively, defensively, pitching wise, that make the difference. You know, just having, like, for instance, last night watching Jack Flaherty actually pitch into the seventh inning, recorded out in the seventh inning. Mm-hmm. That's one last out that a bullpen arm has to get. And, you know, he didn't just go 5. He didn't just go 6. He went into the seventh. That matters because then he can bring other guys in. And, you know, looking at the night before where pitchers had only thrown 7 pitches in the inning to get out of the inning. Okay, great. That means that if they can come back again and pitch the next day if they have to. And, you know, they were able to last night, you know, get by. There's no Tommy Canely last night. Okay, no problem. Tyler Holton, get out there, do your best. And he did. Another 1-2-3 inning for Tyler Holton. That's what, 9+ innings of work that he's had lately where he hasn't allowed a run. Great job. And he might be the most underrated important player on this team because of how much I think he means to the pitching staff, whether it's, hey, we need an opener, Tyler Holton goes out there, get the first three guys out. Or it's, hey, we need to bring somebody in the sixth inning to kind of calm things down. There he is.
Well, that was what I was teasing for at 10:32. Something exceedingly important is happening right now. And it's Holton. It's okay. You know, the audience will be fine. it's like Tyler Holton, I think it's 8 outings now. 8 outings without allowing an earned run. He was not the same guy his first, you know, whatever it is, 15, 16 outings of the year. I don't think this is a little development. I think this is a huge development because, like you said, whether it's an opener role or the back end of the bullpen role, it's been Canely Vest and what else? What if it's Canely Vest and Holton?
Yeah.
What if it's Canely Vest, Holton, and Lang? What if it's Canely Vest, Holton, and Lang, and you don't have to give up any of your prospects? Right? What if the bullpen help truly was in-house? It just took a while. Now, there's a long way to go to prove that that's the case. And by a long way, I mean, what is it, 20 days here, 21 days? 21 days before 22. they have to pull the trigger on any trades. But if Holton just keeps going out there and pitching the way he's pitching, Scott, it's exceedingly important because that is a third high-leverage, trusted, back end of the bullpen arm that was that last year. And if that is back, then you're talking about checking a box without having to do anything. And that's we've been talking about Lang and Manning, and Manning, it's starting to, that hope is starting to fade. Lang still could be the guy. But Holton returning to form, I don't know that we can overrate how important that is.
No, I think it's incredibly important. I also don't think that that will stop them from adding a bullpen arm because you've got, whatever, 7 guys in a bullpen, 8 guys that you have to have in a bullpen. Those bottom guys, if you can find an upgrade, go ahead and do it. It just gives you more versatility, allows you to give a Canely a day off, a Vest a day off, a Holton a day off, if you add another arm into the mix. And I do think that they're going to be very active in finding that extra arm.
They probably will, and there's no reason not to be. And that was another thing AJ said today, and it's something we've said, and it, you know, goes back to the mid-2000s when we would get to trade deadlines and the market for bullpen arms. It's kind of wild how that market, the supply and demand, the supply is plenty and the demand is high. And yet, the supply being plenty, teams are willing to give up good bullpen arms. And it doesn't cost, it's a value move. It's not a massive move what it costs sometimes to get a starter or a position player. Bullpen arms are affordable and they're a big deal. And anyway, maybe they've just acquired one. I put in quotes, acquired one in-house with the emergence of Tyler Holton, or the return to form of Tyler Holton. Man, I think that is a huge deal. What about Colt Keith, man? What about Colt Keith?
This guy. I mean, he's turning into, he's blossoming, I guess. I don't want to throw too much hyperbole in there, but he's really blossoming before our eyes. It's been 50 games now where his average has been above 300. He's hitting for more power. He's, you know, got a bunch of doubles in the mix as well. He's running the bases more aggressively, and he's getting more confident playing in the field and getting reacclimated to playing third base. He's a bat that needs to be in the lineup every time against a right-handed pitcher. I mean, that home run last night, perfectly timed. He's got the bat speed to catch up to anything. We saw it with that home run that he hit at his neck a few weeks ago.
Right.
When he went opposite field, hitting a home run at neck level. He can do that, which is great. He can also just take a little off, slice a base hit to left field, driving in the run, the second run of the game for the Tigers last night. Love what I'm seeing out of Colt Keith, and there's a ton of value there. Ton of value.
Yes, 248-539-9797. AJ said something this morning that I wonder how many fans can relate to, and we will get to that today at 10:38. We'll play it for you and ask you if you're feeling the same way. It's Carson Anderson, a lot of Tiger talk to open the show because why not? Best team in baseball, best record in baseball, proving each time, it seems like every night, more and more credibility, more and more Detroiters are into it. Comerica Park is hopping all the time. This is awesome. It's Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket.